It was there as the survey team had indicated, draped onto the rocky floor of the canyon like the decaying corpse of a massive sea creature. My lamp shone on the ribs of the craft, and I could almost swear that the material appeared as bone, although my training would not allow me to believe that it could be anything other than some sort of unnatural metal, pitted and corroded. The front was a twisted ruin, and the yawning entrance into the belly of the craft beckoned my colleagues. The last I saw of them was the glimmer of their crystal lamps as they climbed through the shattered remains of the front of the wreck. Journal entry, Philippe Lesson, 1691. Welcome to Deep Wars. Expedition log of Pilni the Aged, March 3rd, 1689. Preparing for the return. It has been many years since I last stepped foot in the underground world discovered by Captain Brewer in 1676, and this will be the first expedition to the deepest parts of the Shadow Sea, a region I only explored briefly in a salvaged submersible. The Underlands was the name given to this lost world under miles of treacherous ice and snow, a place unknown until Brewer's ship drifted off course when making a turn around the cape at Isla Hornas and passed into a graveyard of ships among floating mountains of ice. Through skillful navigation and the fortunes of the bold, he steered his ship through a wall of mist, finding a rough harbor and the entrance to this mysterious land, spewing clouds of steam into the frosty air. The early expeditions were decimated by the savage wildlife, deadly plants and giant fungal overgrowth. Scores of good soldiers and scientists made the Underlands their final resting place, and many others turned back to make the journey home, empty-handed. This was not to be our fate, however. Even though our expedition ended in the death of many of our team members at the hands of a former associate and rival, the black-hearted Dr. Kurtz. By the grace of God, we were able to recover many glittering artifacts, including a fully functional submersible ship and suits designed to explore the deep sea, left behind by the mysterious ancient race of this strange world. Our chief scientist, Dr. Aldarius Wormwood, refused to leave the Underlands without this prize, to the consternation of the remaining expedition members. It clearly could not be carried back many miles through deadly terrain and pulled through the narrow cavern entrance. All were convinced that he was mad, and only his knowledge of the function of an ancient weapon that blasted out a spray of infernal fire protected him from certain mutiny. On the final dive in the vehicle, Wormwood deciphered the controls sufficiently to guide the craft to the bottom of the sunless sea, where our mutinous crew gasped in wonder at a glittering cavern of crystal and ice, passing into the solid rock wall of the underground sea. Wormwood steered the craft into the cavern and through a twisting tunnel, back for what seemed like an eternity, until the craft exited into the ocean of the surface world. The sight of deadly walls of ice amid crashing waves was never so sweet. Our return in this salvaged craft during the summer of 1679 was intended to be heralded by the lords that had subsidized the expedition, providing the men, ships, and supplies needed to bring back artifacts and treasures. The docks were dark, though, and we were quietly escorted into dungeons beneath the Palace of Zenna, where we were encouraged to restrict our discussions of the mission and its bounty to only a select few scientists among the anointed universities and, of course, members of the papal leadership. Wormwood has worked in secret for the last 10 years on the recovered submersible, the diving suits and weapons that fire out harpoon-like spears at frightening velocity. I have had little access to his laboratory, but have been witness to many esteemed scientists, engineers, and inventors spending many weeks visiting the complex, as well as cloaked figures that had a disquieting look about them. My lack of access to the artifacts has not stopped our work altogether, as Wormwood has required my expertise in decoding ancient pictograms when investigating the murals uncovered in the steaming jungles of Belix along the coast of the New World. Those images still haunt me, appearing so similar to those we found in the temples of the Underlands, and having advanced mathematical equations far beyond my comprehension. A second collaboration took us to the bowels of the great library of Al-Iskandiari, where moldering pages from a dusty tome contained diagrams of items eerily similar to the weapons recovered by Wormwood. A schematic design of a ship in the book was too similar to the shape of the submersible to be the coincidence that Wormwood insisted. Dr. Wormwood has only now finished his work and revealed his improvements to the undersea vessel. Most impressively, he displayed new designs for the dive suits, which included armor plating and utilized aspects of the ether technology we recovered from ancient autonomous constructs to generate the power needed to move the hulking bronze suits. The weapons were also modified with new types of spears and rapid loading mechanisms. There was a veritable armory of new devices. And I knew then that it was time to prepare for the return expedition to the depths of the Shadow Sea.
Thanks, guys, for listening to today's tales. You can find our Indie Invasion podcast on all podcast platforms, including Podbean, Google, and iTunes. And please visit us on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitter, and if you can, support us on Patreon/Indie Invasion. And feel free to email us with any questions or comments at indieinvasion@gmail.com. And remember, guys, don't forget to prepare yourself for the invasion.